Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. And be found in him. Be found in who? In God. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God. And I'm going to ask you to turn to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, 64, chapter 64 and 6. Amen. Somebody go back there and assist them so he can go on and finish doing that back there. Amen. Amen. All right. Chapter 60, Isaiah 64 and 6. You have that? Would you say amen? Amen. But we are all as unclean things, and our righteousness are as a filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. In the book of Proverbs, we'll come out of there twice, then you can be seated. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. We have that, would you say amen? Amen. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And one more scripture is in Proverbs also. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 through 8. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You can see, be seated in the presence of the Lord. We're going to talk about today. Not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness of God. Amen. 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 Not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness of God. Amen. You know, when you have your own righteousness, the Bible said all of our righteousness, God said it's filthy rags. Why did he say it's filthy rags? We said, Lord, you say such a harsh thing, but that's what he said. He said, but we are all as unclean. How many know God is the one to make us clean? Amen. We was born into this world as a baby, shaped into iniquity, shaped into sin, and we had to become born again. Amen? Amen. Of the water and the spirit. He said, we are all as unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf in our iniquities. And it says, not being found having my own righteousness, but the righteousness of the Lord. How many know we have to really watch that, even to save people? We have to watch that, because the Bible said there's a way to seem right to a man. The end thereof is death. We have to watch anything that we feel like is right. If it don't come from the word, it's not of God, and it's not right. He said, be not found having your own righteousness. Sometimes we do things the way we feel like we ought to do them. We feel like this is the way I see it, and I want to just kind of break down, go through here. Righteousness is goodness, uprightness. It's honor. It's of God. How many know you are not righteous? I'm not righteous without God. Yeah. You know, I was lost, but now I'm saved. But even after being saved, there's still things that's not perfect in my life. It's your life. But when it's of God, it's righteousness. Because you can be saved and say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing and then not be of God. The Lord said, no, I don't want to be found. Don't be found. God said, don't be found having your own righteousness the way you see it. Amen. Righteousness is goodness and uprightness. And you, nothing's good, the Bible said, but the Father. Amen. Nobody, nothing is good about you or me, but the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And it said, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. Means that we do things out of standard. I'm going to do this because this makes it right. law, rules and regulations. I'm a good person because I give. Example. I'm a good person because I do this right. I do that right. That doesn't make you good with God. Amen. That's law. That's the way the law works. That's rules and regulations. And, you know, I do this because I cross this T and that I should be praised for it. I said, no, your righteousness is a filthy rags, that God say. But if it's in God, He said, and be found in Him. God said, be found not in your own self, but in Him. If you be found in your own self, you're missing what God is saying. Amen? But if you found in Him, you're going to have His righteousness, not your righteousness. It's of the law. Amen. Which is of the law. And he said, be found in Him, not having my own righteousness. Your own righteousness is the way you see it. It's the way you want to be. And that's of the law. You feel like I should be. It should be. It's flesh. There's nothing spiritual about it. Amen. So the Lord said, don't be found. Be found in me. Now, if you be found in God, you're all right. If you're doing it the way He say do, you're all right. Can't nobody mess with that. But if you're doing it the way you say do it, it's going to come to no. It's going to fall. Somebody give God a praise. And then be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, but which is of the law. A lot of dead works, a lot of works. People think that because I feed the poor, because I do this, because I give this, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm sorry about that. Or you have the law of God in your heart? Or are you born again of the water and the spirit? Is God living on the inside of you? I don't care what you do. If God is not signed off on it, it's not going to fly. Somebody give God the praise. Which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ Jesus. You see that? They said, be not found in Him. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. A lot of rules and regulations, the way you see it, the way you do it. He said, but that which is of the faith of Christ. It's like, if you doing it like I want you to do it, you within my word, you get righteousness. Because none's right but the Father. Nothing, there's none righteous but the Father. And He makes us right. He makes us right. Somebody give God a praise. I say, He makes us right. You know, Keith Wonderboy, you singing praise, I just want to be right. Because He know He wasn't right. And we say the same thing, Lord. I tell you, when something get on your shoulder that would agitate you, or somebody say something, do something, cross you the right way, you're going to find out how much righteousness you got on the inside of you. And you're going to be doing like Keith Wonderboy, I just want to be right. Lord, help me. Help me not to tell that person off. Help me not to snatch him, Lord. Because I just want to be right. Somebody give God a praise. Am I talking today? Because anything else would not fly. Anything else is not flesh and blood. The Bible says shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So flesh is no flesh, and my flesh is not going to heaven. It's your spirit, but your spirit got to be right. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. In the righteousness of, which is of God. And in the book of Isaiah, as we have read, it says, glory to God. It said, but we are all. Can somebody say all? All means everybody. President, mayor, don't care who you are, bishop, whatever, all of our righteousness. It said, we are all is unclean. God said it. Said, we all is unclean and all our righteousness. He didn't say His righteousness. You see that? He didn't say His righteousness. He said, all our righteousness. Is somebody reading with me? What did He say about all our righteousness? Or what? Can I hear it? All of our righteousness are what? Y'all scared to say it? In the book of Isaiah 64, 6th chapter. We are all as unclean thing. Come on, read that second clause with me. And all our righteousness are as what?
Filthy rags.
You know what a filthy rag is? It's dirty. Maybe stinky too. Yeah. Amen. And it said, and we all do what? Fade. Come on, help me. Y'all gonna help me preach today. We all do what? Fade as the leaf. and our iniquities like the wind that have taken us away. Come on, somebody, give God the praise. And it says in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, it says, there is a way. God said, there's a way right here. In other words, it could be a way right there. You can have four different ways to get somewhere. In other words, it said, there is a way which seemeth right unto man. There's a certain way. A seem right way. I see it like this. It appears like this. It sound like this. It look like this. I gave you all the definitions. Y'all got it? There's a way which seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God said there's a way that seem it means to, it appears to be that way. I think that's the right way to go. Or there's a way that it appeared to look. It looked like, you know, I've said it too. You might be going somewhere, and you say, I know where that place is. Then you say, well, I think it seemed like it should be over there. Y'all been there? I'm talking Greek today. Everybody know what I'm saying? I think it is over there. When you're not for certain about something, you say, I think it's right. That's the way right there. What happens most of the time? Sometimes you're like, no, you get away. Oh, no, that wasn't the way. I thought it was. It looked like it. And it's like, well, I know it got to be that way because that's where the crowd is over there. I hear them. Yeah, no, that ain't the way. So it can look like, it can seem right, it can sound right, but it can be the wrong way. Somebody give God the praise. It say there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. That's why the Bible tells us don't lean to your own understanding. It say to acknowledge the Lord in all, not some, but in all of your ways. What does it mean to acknowledge the Lord? Ask the Lord. Just simply, that's what it means. Ask the Lord about this. Ask the Lord about that. Don't sit there and just do stuff in your own intellect. Just ask the Lord. Should I go here? Should I tell this person this? Should I do this and that? God may say, just hold your peace. Don't say a word. No, I just got to go do it right now. The Bible said there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is death. That means the end thereof is going to be not good. It's going to be destruction. It's going to be something bad that's not going to go right because you went the same right way. You're going to get lost. If you don't know where you're going, you would get lost. Somebody give God the praise. This is where I've got. Sometimes I'm like, want to make sure where I'm going when I'm driving because I don't like to be lost. I don't think nobody like to be lost. But we get lost. You kind of learn. But you don't want to get lost in the spirit. You don't want to lose your way from God. You don't want to give it away from God. That's not the kind of loss you want to be. I better get lost in the car to be lost from God. Amen. I don't want to be going this way. Sister Teresa, I did not come over here 30-some years to walk and think. And then I messed up. I think I went the wrong way. Amen. And don't make it to heaven. I would be so devastated. Oh, I would be so devastated. I couldn't bear it. That I thought that I was on the right road, but I was not on the right road. Amen. There's no time to play with your salvation. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You know, my mind go back to that. I think the church that Sister Joanne was at one time, they had a play. I never have got that play. They had a play on the rapture. And I don't know if it was the rapture. Was it called the rapture? I don't know. But in other words, it was a play where I can't remember what the name of it was. But the end of the world came, and it was people just rejecting God. The preachers were asking them to come to church. They were just people just rejecting God. This person was almost disrespecting God, doing everything. And anyway, they were down. In hell. They end up in hell. They end up in hell. And they was crying. They was weeping and crying. The Bible said they'd be weeping and gnashing of teeth. They was crying because they couldn't get out of there. And you had some preachers was down there too. Why? Because they did not tell the people the truth. They told the people what they want to hear. And they was down there too. Amen. Hell is eternal. I do not want to find out what it's like. It's enough hell going on down here. I can't about take this down here. I sure can take that down there. Don't be twisted because you just have to tell it like it is. Some people, it ain't no hell, honey. That's the devil deceiving folks because he know that he. The Bible said that they're gonna be cast into hell and every demon that's with him, and those that's following him. Right. Amen. Then the Bible said, "Will they be weeping and gnashing their teeth?" And it's forever. Think about it, it goes on forever. Somebody said, well, I won't be able to feel that because, you know, after I'm dead and gone, I ain't going to feel nothing no way. You know, I'm gone. See, that's another deception. Your flesh will go back to the dirt. My flesh is going back. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. I'm with you on that. But your soul lives forever. What's the soul? Your mind, your will, and emotions. Something you can't see. Anybody got that? I'm a little teaching and preaching today. The soul is the real you. You know, because really, to be honest, if you would just stick your finger, nobody does it on purpose, but if you just happen to touch something that was real hot, what's going to holler? Is your finger going to holler? What's going to holler? You, on the inside. You. So I'm trying to give you an idea. That's you. That's your soul. When something hurt, that's the inward you. That's you. That's what's going to burn. It's a spirit. I can look at your face, Sister Terry, but I can't see your spirit. But I can know you by the spirit the way your actions are. But right now, I just see Sister Terry. That's the frame of you. But your spirit, your flesh is not going to heaven. Your clothes, all that is going to be gone. All my clothes going to be gone. All this, you see, this is not going to heaven. The Bible said flesh and blood shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. But it's your spirit that God's going to transform. It's your spirit that God's going to give a new glorified body. Can I get a hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. He's going to give you a body that you never have sickness no more. You never have weeping and crying no more. No more sadness, no more sorrow. And you get to live forever.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
I told you about the good first. And on the other end, if you don't serve the Lord and you don't make him Lord of your life, the Bible said no man can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Ghost. You got to have his spirit on the inside to actually know you can call him Lord. That's like a child calling their mother mama. They ain't going to call their mama mama unless that's their mama.
Amen.
You ain't going to say Jesus is Lord unless you make him Lord in your life. Lord means he's my guide. He ain't your guide in life. He's not your Lord. Somebody get God a praise. Glory to God. Like on the other end. That glorify that body, that spirit that y'all heard me talk about that goes to heaven to be with God eternally if you live right down here. We're going to be with the Lord. That same spirit, if you don't live for the Lord, will go to hell. And it will burn forever. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If you don't believe it, get in your word and see it. Think about the rich man. I believe in the book of Luke. He said, you know, all he thought about was himself. He said, could you ask Lazarus, the poor man, could you come ask him, can he bring something to cool my tongue off with? Tell me it wasn't hot. Hell is hot and it's real. And I think people preach it the way it needs to be preached. People give their life to the Lord and stop playing with God. Somebody give God a praise. But the people that's behind the pulpits nowadays, they may not be where they should be to preach a word like that. Somebody give God a praise. You need to know why I serve the Lord. You need to know that I'm just not over here playing games. I serve him for purpose. I serve him because I want to be used by him that I can help somebody along the way. And one of your other reasons for being saved, you have to walk with the Lord, you don't want to be lost. It's an awful thing to be lost. You know, even if you're driving somewhere, they say, especially at nighttime, you feel like, oh, I'm lost. God help me. It's just an awful feeling to be lost. It's an awful feeling to be lost, and you should be walking. It's a lot of people don't think church is important. Don't come to church. Amen. Sunday after Sunday. Don't walk with the Lord through a week. Don't walk. And they think it's not important. But when something hit them, what do they want to call upon the name of the Lord? And you might not be able to get it. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. It said there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end of the way of death. God said this is the same right way. He already let us know these things so we won't get twisted. Because if he didn't let us know this, we'd be thinking, well, every way is right. Every way is not right. The Bible said there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's one God above all and through you all. There's one God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. And it says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart. And there's another scripture said, love the Lord with all your might, with all your soul, and with all your mind. It's for a reason. Because that's a connection. That's your foundation. How many of you know anything, you have to have a foundation? Amen. It's like in you live in a house. That house has got to have a good foundation for it to be able to stand. So when the winds come, it won't blow it down. It's got to have a foundation. Everything you do need a foundation. Amen. You need to have a good automobile to ride around in. It don't have to be new. Just have something to carry you back and forth that won't break down. Amen. You got to keep your body up healthy the way it's at, and you got to keep a healthy mind and everything, so you will be able to do whatever God wants you to do. You can't do anything for God if you're sick and don't have health. You can't keep health in your body. You can't keep your mind straight. You can't be affected like God wants you to be. So everything needs a strong foundation. Amen. Your home needs a strong foundation. Your walk with God needs to be strong. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And God, after he said that, he said, put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. The Bible said, if the righteous scarcely make it, where should the ungodly appear? I mean, people walking with God, you got to put all this armor on every day. Amen. I mean, no, you got to sleep with the armor of God on. Amen. He didn't say, don't take it off. You can't take it off, not even for a second or a minute. The devil's watching you, so take off that armor. Amen. Take the shield of faith away from you, all of that. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. You cannot serve God half and half. Amen. You got to serve him with all of your heart. All, give him all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. When you lean to something, that means you are not steady. When you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart, you're supposed to be sound like that. It may be trials and tests and everything come around you. Winds blowing you on the inside. Winds blowing you on the outside. See, you don't just blow on the outside, you blow it inside too. Battles right here in the mind. This is your battlefield and this is my battlefield. Right there. You can sit right there and look at somebody and smile and be in a war. In your mind. Say, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Put all your confidence in God. Don't put your confidence in people, things, or nothing like that, because they switch. They'll switch. The wind will switch. You got to be steady like this, because a wind will come this way. A wind come that way. You got to trust. You got to, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm hanging in there with you, Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. It ain't talking about this heart beating. It's deep down in your soul. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Then he said, after you trust the Lord with all your heart, don't lean. The devil like all of us to lean. He fought me too. He like you to lean. To lean means like you're getting away from the trust of the Lord, and you start leaning to other ideas and the way you see it. You start leaning, trying to figure out this and trying to figure out. You start bending over here. Lean means to slant and to bend Oh, I'm in the choir. I'm leaning to my own understanding. I'm leaning to my own comprehension. I'm leaning at the way that I see it, the way I try to figure it out. God didn't tell nobody, none of us, to figure nothing out at all. And you have to watch it before you, if you don't watch it, for you know it, you'll throw yourself into an anxiety, a worry attack, trying to figure it out. Somebody, the song said, don't try to figure it out. Why are you trying to figure it out? He already worked it out. Now, if you gave it to him, he's working. But if you didn't give it to him, you got it. And I'm learning, you can't give it to him. And we do that. I did it too, and I do it. I catch myself. You give God something, it's a problem situation, but then you start trying to work with it too yourself. God's not, he don't need your help. So if you're going to work with it, he's going to let you go on to work with it. Or if he's going to work with it, he wants you to give it to him. That's like the saying, say, if you're going to worry, don't even worry about praying. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. They don't mean it's not going to come to your mind. They don't mean you're not going to tempt it to be able to do it. But when it comes up on you, you got to shake it off like that. No, I refuse to worry. I've already talked to the Lord about this. See, we trust people. We trust things. We trust everything more than we trust God. We crazy. At the end of the day, we crazy for doing that. Because you can't trust people today. You can't even trust yourself. Because one day you wake up like this, and if God don't help you, that's where you somebody else the next few minutes. And you tell me, I feel some type of way over here, and I feel some type of way over there. I don't know who in the world I am today. Am I preaching today? Oh, I thought I felt like this. Lord, I don't know why I feel this way. I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulder. I feel like I don't want to take another step. Then today, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. So you can't trust yourself. You know what? I don't like to fool with people. Then I see them switching too much. Because I ain't going to let you throw me off. It took me so many years to learn to walk with God this way, and God expect me to keep on. I have more peace walking with God this way than back and forth. You know, I was talking to the Lord about something yesterday. I got a phone call. I was going to go to bed. Most people don't hardly. It wasn't that. I probably went to bed a little bit early. The time change and everything. But one of my family members, they happened to call me, and they seemed like they was, you know. They seem to be, I hadn't heard from them. They seem to be okay, but I'm just thinking about when my mind is set to go to bed, I don't have much, I talk, but I don't have too much to say. I'm focused on going to bed because I don't want everybody, all this stuff going in my ear. I talk to you because I ain't talked to you in a while. But I was listening to what they were saying. They got to do this, they got to do that, they got to do this, they got to do that. And I thought to myself, that's you, you choose to do it that way. I didn't say it to them. I'm thinking myself, you know, and I was thinking like, they talking about how tired they was. I said, I just say, nah, just listen. But after I thought about it, I said, Lord, I don't see how people make it without you. You know, you got people to say, they got God in their life, but they do everything they sell. I said, Lord, I don't see, I mean, really. I mean, you strive to pray. You strive to do the things of pleasing God, and the devil still fights you. How do people actually make it without the Lord? I don't know how they make it without the Lord. See, one thing about when you start walking with God and giving him all your cares and stuff and everything, you get in the place that you like to be in that place, and you'll never want to go back to the other place. You know, unless something wrong with you. You got to remember, like, God had brought me a long way. He had brought me away from worry. I'm saying I don't be tempted to worry. Don't say the devil don't fight me. But I'm not going to let him just carry me. I'm not going to let the devil just pick me up and take me somewhere where he want to take me at when God done taught me better. God going to watch you and see what you're going to do. God has put the word in you. He's put, amen, it showed you how to do something. You're going to let somebody or the devil to come in. And never God done gave you a prayer life. He done showed you're going to let somebody just come and just move you out of that place. Something wrong with you. You've been in that place a long time. God has taught you. But you know, when you go to church, from the time you get saved, you're supposed to be learning from that time on to the present time. So if you really was learning, you have calculated a whole lot within that time. That's what the Bible said: buy the truth and sell it not, and let nobody steal your crown. He wouldn't say that if it wasn't possible for people to snatch stuff from you. People snatch stuff from you, and the devil will snatch stuff from you if you're not firm in your faith. It's too late in the hours for us to be sitting up there trying to figure, well, I thought I was going on with Jesus. Is this the right way or not? That means you lost already. You done walked with God all these years and you don't know which way is right. Who been leading you? God expect us, whatever light he give you, I don't care how long you've been saved, he expect you to do something with that light and walk in it. And as you do something with it, it's going to get brighter. You don't do nothing with the light, it's not going to get brighter. You're going to get stronger. Somebody give God a praise. Like, I'm doing a lot more teaching here today than preaching, but it's all right. But the Lord said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I mean, sometimes we might try to figure out, we say, well, I think it's going to have this to do this. That's, I mean, you know, that's normal. But when you get so, with everything that comes by, you don't acknowledge the Lord with nothing. You just do everything what you think. You don't say, Lord, should I do this? And some people do like this, Lord, when should I do this? And it's like, well, Lord, say yes. You already had your mind made up and you already was going to do it anyway. But you say, he said yes. Somebody give God a praise. How many know God don't hasten, move real fast, quick, fast, in a hurry? Amen. He doesn't. But when he work it out, he'll fix it. It'll be so perfect because his ways is perfect. Somebody, you might be trying to get somebody to come to church. You might be trying to get somebody to see it your way. Ain't no sense you keep trying to put the knife in. You just do it my way. Leave it alone. Amen. God can work with it way better than you. And so you know it. It'll be taken care of. That's why he said, trust in the Lord with half of your heart. Okay, I was especially with y'all paying attention. With all of your heart. You can't trust God with half your heart. It won't work the same as you trusting God with all your heart. And he said, why are you trusting me? See, why are you trusting? People say, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. But if you trust the Lord and you lean into your own understanding, doing things in your own, the way you see it, you're not trusting the Lord. You're working it out yourself. Amen. Unless God tell you to do something. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I'm not saying you ask the Lord something, then you just sit there, Lord, I need a job. Lord, I need a home. You don't even go out there try to get a job. You don't even go out there. He wants you to do things like that. You know, do your efforts, but still acknowledge him, because that may be the wrong house. Lord, I need a spouse. And you sit there, I just grab anybody to come along down the street or anything. I asked him before a spouse, they get grab a junk or anybody. God don't work like that. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. And lean not. God said, don't lean to your own understanding, because sometimes God's ways is just different from our ways. And it's hard to figure out. I mean, you know, that's what God said, don't lean to you on yourself. Because this, it's like, it's, you know, you're like, Lord, you know, I'm paying my tithes. I'm giving my offering. I'm being faithful. What in the world's going on with these things I'm going through? They have nothing to do with what you're going through. God is letting you get to know him a little bit better. Amen. So some people say, well, I'm paying my tithes, I'm going to church, I'm being faithful, I'm just going to quit going. That's your problem. Ain't going to God's problem. You need him. He don't need you. He'll help you, but that's your problem. So you can't, I'm just using an example, you can't just try to figure out something when you don't understand it. Because you will just drive yourself crazy. And every time, it's not going to make sense to you. So he just said, if you just do this, give it to me, whatever's taunting you, whatever's bothering you, if you give it to me, and how many know it's like they sing, say a saying, you got to take your burdens to the Lord and you have to leave them. Yes. Sometimes you take them to the Lord, you give them to the Lord, but you pick them back up. That's because we don't know God's way. We don't understand his way. You got to remember, he's not going to answer it like you want him to answer it. Right. He's not going to do it and fix it the way you thought he's going to fix it. But he will fix it if you trust in him, but it won't be the way you thought, because he wants to get the glory. If he did it the way you wanted it, you'll say, I did it. When God do it, he does all things well. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And see, when you begin to trust in the Lord with all your heart, you begin to cease from worry. You begin to stop worrying and stop having anxiety and stop being bothered. The devil will come back when he see you resting. Like, well, you know, you trust the Lord. You're like, well, if somebody say they're going to come pick me up at 7:10, you know, they say they'd be here. A person that don't have trust, and they're going to keep running back and forth to the door. When they come. Somebody that waiting, they believe they're coming, they're going to go on and get ready, do whatever they need to do for you know the person there. When we give God something, we have to learn how to rest in him. Because when you trust in the Lord, it's going to also put you in rest. And we have to watch what comes out of our mouth. Because the devil is watching what comes out of your mouth and what comes out of my mouth. You can pray about something 1 minute and talk it down the next minute. Lord, I need a raise on my job, or I need you to fix this. They ain't going to give me no raise. You sit there and ask God for a raise, and then you sit there and say, God, they ain't gonna give me a raise. You cursing yourself. Amen. You got to say the same thing that God say. Amen? But regardless, you might can't figure it out, but you got to say, Lord, even if you feel like I'm shaking and trembling and I'm scared about everything, I'm sad, it's like, Lord, just bring peace over me right now. Don't start praying a long prayer. Just ask for peace. Because you can't get into no prayer. You're going to be confused anyway. Just ask for peace. And then you give you peace and give you rest. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And God said, in all, not some of your ways, in all of your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Now God is speaking about those things that you need assistance with. You know, normal things you know how to do. You know, I was supposed to get up in the morning, comb my hair, brush my teeth. You don't need to ask God, you need to do that. You know things you need to do. You don't need to ask God, Lord, should I pay my bills today? You got money to pay your bills, or you're going to be outdoors somewhere. It is common sense. You do those things. But the things you don't know, maybe you got bills and you can't pay every bill. Lord, which one do you want me to pay till I get more money paid up? You might need some assistance that way. But I'm just saying, you acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways and let him direct your path. And he shall direct your path. And the Bible said, be not wise in thy own eyes. And that's in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 through 8. Be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. God said, don't be wise in your own concepts. Don't use your own wisdom. Check with me and see, is it all right? And it shall be help. God said, if you do it his way, you're going to bring help to thy navel and maul to their bones. In other words, you're going to bring health to your mind. Amen. You're going to bring health and peace to your inwards, in here, in your heart. Because if you don't ask for his help, you can be so worked up on the inside that you're about to blow a stack. You can be so stressed out. It will stress you. This world will stress you out. Things in this world can stress you out. People can stress you out. You got to tell the Lord, I don't want to be stressed out. So if you don't want to be stressed out, you better cast all your cares to the Lord, because he cared for you. Somebody say, well, I've already talked to him about that. Well, he don't have a problem. You got the problem. Maybe you're not trusting the way you need to trust. You need to talk to him again and say, Lord, help me to believe that you're going to take care of this. See, there's many ways to pray. You don't have to keep praying the same prayer over and over. If you already asked him for something, then you must have a problem than believing it. Or you forgot what you prayed. Say, Lord, help me in this situation to look at it the way you want me to look at it. Seem like I can't get out of it. Seem like you haven't made a way for me to get out of it. So I need you to help me while I'm in it. Can I get an amen? I need you to show me the best way to get through here. Amen. I want another job. I want another house. I want this. I want that. But it look like things are going the same. Look like I don't have the sufficient income. So what do you want me to do, Lord? Would you show me a better way? I know your way is perfect. You got a better way than mine. Amen. And make the best out of the situation with the help of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody say, is all that in not having my own righteousness? Yes, because you're acknowledging in God in all of your ways, and he's going to direct your path. God didn't tell you that he's going to tell you every detail. God do not tell you every detail. I've been having a conversation with the Lord here lately. Lord, when you tell me this, you tell me that, I don't understand the detail. We want all of the detail. We don't mean no harm, but we're just trying to understand God. God don't tell you all the detail. He may tell you to go here, turn there, and you might be just like, what's the GPS? I'm just learning how to use mine a little bit. I don't use all the time, though. I only use it when I know where I'm going to kind of get used to it. I don't want to go somewhere. I'm just use it after I'm not for sure. I get more confidence. And you be thinking like, that thing ain't said nothing. Because you're on the right road. It ain't said nothing. But when it's time for it to say something, it'll speak up. Amen? Same way with the Lord. He'll tell you. He's not going to tell you tomorrow, future, and down the history. All these people talking about, I know what God called me to do because he told me that. God ain't told them all that. Because see, you got to be built for that. You got to be made for that. What God going to tell you? He going to make you the president. You can't even be a governor. You know, why he going to take you way down there? You can't even do a little simple stuff. Because when God take you down the road to something, he qualifies you. He already know before you know if you can do it. You might not know you can do it. But he will show you what you can do. Most of the time, people that God call, and he really have called them, most of the time, those people do not want to do it. But it's the people that God probably ain't called, them the ones that ran to do it. I ran to do it. And you about to cut somebody else out in a minute. You ain't got no character built in you. You need to go somewhere and get made. Amen? God usually call people that do not want to do it. It's not that they don't love him. God called people that don't want to be in the spotlight. They ain't trying to be them the ones that God said, I want you. I want you. I want you. Because he know what's on the inside of you. All he want to do is put a spirit on top of that. Amen? So I think I'm about wound up. Wound up, wound up. Sound like a country girl. Amen? Amen. Somebody give God a praise. But not having my own righteousness, and even me myself, as God's servant, 62 years old, I try not to lean to my own understanding when it comes to the things of God. If I don't know it, I don't have answers for it, and I don't understand it, I ask God to help me. I don't think that I'm all this in a bag of chips that I know everything. I don't do that. I ask God in a heartbeat about something that I don't know. Ain't no shame in my game. I'd rather get it right than be out there and look like a fool. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Some people, I've kind of heard the way people handle their stuff is had someone that have, they just seem like they just, it's like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like they a big chunk, like they got it all together. I'm thinking to myself, they must don't really seek the Lord. Because when you really pray to the Lord, you don't have no arrogant. You're not arrogant and have no haughty attitude. You don't have a disposition like that. You know you need God's help. Every time I do this or before I do, I say, Lord, I need you. It don't matter because I did it last week or I did it week before. I've been doing it for almost 9 years. Every time I still come for, I still need you, because if you don't blow breath on what I say, it's not going nowhere. But when God blow his breath upon you, if he calls you to be a minister, a servant of the Lord, amen, you really got connection with him, honey, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to say when you get up there. Just live right. I tell you, just live right and have that communication relationship with God. A relationship, God's not going to call you to do anything if you don't have a relationship with him. Somebody say, why do you have to have a relationship with him? Because he's the one that's going to do it through you. He don't want your relationship and you ain't connected. He don't want you to do it in your strength. You can't help nobody. I can't either. All you got to do is be in God and God in you. You can get up, amen, and you say things you didn't even know was in you. The Spirit of God just take over that. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. But not having my own righteousness. You don't want your own righteousness. I don't want my own righteousness. I was telling the Lord, it was someone, like I said, I was talking to, and I said, Lord, help me to never be like that. Sometimes you be around people, you don't say nothing to them, but after you get away from the company, it's like, Lord, help me never be like that. Because when you're arrogant and you don't have a humble spirit, can't nobody tell you nothing. And even God, do you know God don't even force nothing on you? If you don't want him, he ain't gonna force himself on you. Amen. And I was just thinking, I said, Lord, help me, especially when you're a leader. It's like, Lord, help me. Don't have a haughty aspect, I don't want to have a demeanor like that. Because if you just humble yourself, God will raise you up. He'll lift you up. But if you think you all that in the bag of chips, you are coming down. And even God had me put in my heart. He began to say, let me know today when I was praying. He said, pray for that person. Because sometimes when you in leadership, amen, you don't know. The devil already desired to knock you down. And just a matter of time, you'll fall. What did Jesus say? He said, I seen Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Y'all read the word? You don't preach stuff that's not in the word. God can't stand a proud lip. He can't stand a proud disposition. And he can't stand nobody to sit there and just tell lies. He said, liar will not tarry in my sight. He said, I've seen Satan fall like a lightning. Lightning, boom, that's fast. Because he had so much pride. He said, I'm going to be before he was Lucifer, the son of the morning. And he began to say, I'm going to be like the Most High. In other words, I'm going to be higher than God. He was so proud. And God said, I can't stand a proud look. Satan, you coming down. And somebody said, and just knocked him on down, homeless. Threw that in there. Right. Amen. Without a home, you ain't got but you, the devil. And he had some followers that was following him, some demons. They were all angels, but they demons when they came to do wicked stuff. And they came selling down too. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. God said, if you humble yourself, I will exalt you in due season. Amen. God said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what will and it shall be done. A lot of time, we don't understand the things that go on in our life, even in my life. I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, seems like I've been going through little changes, you know, not just in my body and things. It's like sometimes your mind, your body, everything goes through a change. You know, nobody can really tell you about that till you go through a change. You know, I ain't talking about the change, the evil change that women go through, and I ain't got that kind of change on me. I ain't hateful and hard to get along with. God has made me a sweet woman, and yet making me. I have my days. I'm not perfect. But God, he's make you sweet. When he comes in your life, he make you sweet. But sometimes as you get a little older or get a little younger, don't matter what you get, you just go through your little changes. Some of you will find out you might be in your 30s, 20s, amen. Whatever you was in 20, you're going to feel a little, I ain't saying for us like health, you can't move around, but you feel a little emotional, all kind of changes go in your mind, body. And I said, Lord, sometimes you kind of like, what's going on? You know? It's like, what's going on, Lord? And it's just a change. It's just a season in your life. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you know, people, they may get more gray hair or may pick up weight, may lose weight or move a little slower. Or however, whatever it is, whatever going on, keep God in your life. Amen. And moving that pace. Don't be going trying to put no Daisy Dukes on and hear you so going the other way now. Yeah. This roll with where you at. Make the best out of the situation. You ain't got to look like Hagar there either. So you still can look good. Amen. At 60, 62, 70, you still look good. It's up to you. How you want to look. Amen. How you want to be. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You have to say, Lord, help me in this change in my life. You know, Lord, me and my husband, we're getting old. We both growing old together. Lord, help him, help me. Lord, we're going through changes. He going through a change, I'm going through a change. You don't have nobody. Lord, I'm going through a change. Lord, I need somebody in my life. Lord, I'm going through a change. Help me, Lord. Don't just stop because you're going through a change. Just keep it moving and keep God in front of you. And you will be all right. Somebody give God a praise. Yeah, somebody stand to their feet. Hallelujah. Glory.